This is Mox's StoryShare Project, a collection of stories from people who are striving for a community free from sexual assault and abuse. The theme for this project is My Moment, Our Momentum. Listen now to this moment.
My name is Trish Mitchell, and I am a sexual assault survivor. I learned about the MOXA organization through a local bank that I worked for. They offered opportunities for volunteerism in the community, and the MOXA organization immediately stood out to me simply because I felt I could empathize with other survivors. So my story begins at a very young age. I experienced colorism and racism within my own family. That affected my self-esteem so much to the point that I was very, very introverted growing up. In high school, the first man that took interest in me, I ultimately married him. And he turned out to be extremely abusive. Drawing the courage to escape that situation, I continued to work and live and take care of my family and met a young man who took interest in me a few years later. Not having the self-esteem that I felt I should have at that point, I kind of found it an honor and exciting that he would even take interest in me in that way. So we decided to go on a first date. Our first date was going to be at my apartment. We decided that we would get together for dinner and drinks. And in preparation for his arrival, I made food and got everything together and looked forward to having an evening where somebody actually took interest in me. When he arrived, he appeared to be a bit nervous. There was a different look in his eyes than I had seen when I first met him. And I thought maybe it's just the first date jitters. And I invited him in and proceeded to grab cold drinks for us from the refrigerator. When I closed the refrigerator and turned around, he was standing within inches of me. I stretched out the drinks thinking maybe he's here to collect his beverage, and he knocked the drinks to the floor. Almost simultaneously, he grabbed me and threw me to the floor as well. I was really confused. I didn't understand what was happening. He started tearing at my clothes, and initially I was screaming for him to stop. What are you doing? And he continued. Once he was able to rip my clothes off and get his clothes off, he started to sexually assault me, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't speak and I couldn't move. I laid on the floor during the act for what seemed like hours, which was in reality only a few minutes. He stood to his feet, zipped his pants, and walked out the door without saying a word. I laid on the floor for an amount of time I don't even remember, until I was able to gather myself, go take a bath, and try to make sense of what had just happened to me. I held on to my story for many, many years without sharing it with anyone for fear that I would be criticized for inviting what would be considered a stranger into my home. After volunteering for the MOXA organization, I learned about the education that they offer and the services they provide to survivors just like myself. I was able to start volunteering as an advocate and also on the Speakers Bureau. The MOXA organization gives a voice to people like me and allows us to turn the pain into a positive impact in our community. I'm really, really excited to be working with the MOXA organization as the keynote speaker for the May 7th luncheon, and you will be able to hear more of my story at that time.
Thank you for listening to MOXA's StoryShare. With your help, we can change our culture to one where survivors are believed, perpetrators are held accountable, and our community is safer. If you would like to get involved or need support, please go to moxa.org. That's MOXA, MOCSA.org. Or call us at 816-531-0233 anytime, 24 hours a day.